Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is David Crow, who's the chief economist with the NAHB, the National Association of Home Builders. David, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. Good to talk to you. It was in Seattle, Washington, last time we were together. It's been several months, so I thought it'd be good to catch up with you. The first thing I thought would be good to talk about is this Remodelers Index, which just came out last week, and it's up 3 points to 56, right?
That's right. This is an index that goes from 0 to 100, and anything over 50 indicates more remodelers are optimistic than pessimistic.
What that tells us is people are starting the process of spending more money to fix their home up. Is that right?
That's right. Basically, it's a sentiment index for remodelers, and it's actually been above 50 for nearly 2 years. There was one dip to 49. It has indicated that the remodelers continue to believe that there's activity in their area. And, of course, flooring is one of the primary areas that they usually tackle when they take on a remodeling job.
So you say it's been over 50 for a couple of years. Is 56 the highest it's gone in that period?
No, it touched 57 late last year.
Okay.
And it dipped like our other indexes did in the first quarter of 2014, but not as far. It still stayed, as you mentioned, 53 in the first quarter and then rose to 56 in the second quarter. So that's still very positive. It's near its peak. We've been doing this particular index since 2007. And so 57 at the end of 2013 was the highest it got, and 56 in the second quarter of this year is still showing some nice, robust attitudes towards the remodeling sector.
Okay, so as an economist, I'm sure you like to look at the things that roll together to cause this index to go up. I'm sure the Case-Shiller index, as far as the property values, is a factor. What other factors make the consumer want to spend money in remodeling?
Well, you're absolutely correct. The first one really is rising equity. Consumers are reluctant to pour more money into their home if they don't see that asset as at least stabilized. And so rising values is a very positive sign towards remodeling. And the other one is rising economy. The number of people employed is rising. That gives even those that continue to hold a job the comfort that they will keep that job and therefore can make payments on any home equity loans they may have to take out to do that remodeling. So the general overall economic expansion and particularly rising home values are really the strong motivators behind remodeling.
What do you think is holding the consumer back? Anything?
We had such a deep trough in the housing market that consumers still are nervous about that returning or softening again. It varies so much across the country that we really have very, very different markets depending upon what the experience has been. The markets around the Midwest manufacturing belt of our country are still moving forward, no question, but they have a long way to go because they dipped so far, really are struggling to reorient their whole economy towards a broader employment base than just manufacturing.
One article I read this weekend was talking about how savings levels are still a lot higher than they were in the 2006 area because people are still just a little nervous, aren't they?
They are, although the savings levels are around 4 to 4.5% of household income, and that's comparable to the early 2000s before things really got nuts. It's much below where it was when the recession hit and people got worried about their net wealth. They lost money in the stock market, they lost money in their home values, and they did start saving more. And of course, saving is good from the standpoint of repairing your balance sheet, but it's bad from the standpoint of the overall economy because if you're saving, you're not spending. And so savings rate around 4% is fairly normal and a comfort level for expansion.
Okay, so let's talk about another factor that we've just gotten some news on, which was a little bit of a downer, I guess you'd say, especially in our market, and that's the new home sales. And the June number came out. It was slower than we'd hoped.
That's right. New home sales dipped last month. They seem to be struggling to come back up again after the bad winter. Now, the late spring numbers rebounded a bit. And so this latest number may just be kind of a adjustment to perhaps a little more rosy expectations in May. May's number was much higher than the early part of the year. some of that was thought to be a catch-up from that harsh winter when builders couldn't get out to build and buyers couldn't get out to buy. And so the June number slumped back down again. It's right around 400,000 on an annual basis. We should be selling 800,000 new homes. So that's just a sense of relativity here. We're much below our normal levels, but have been wandering around in about 450,000 sales per year. So that was a little disappointing, but I don't think this is a sign of a downturn. I think it's just a hesitation as buyers get back on their feet, get a sense for the market moving forward, get comfortable with it, and they have to get comfortable with higher mortgage rates and higher house prices. That is happening. It's damaged affordability a little, but we still have good affordability measures if you look at it historically.
Yeah, there's several factors involved. Mortgage rates, one, sentiment, which we've talked about. The other factor, like you say, is a little bit of sticker shock. Homes are a little bit more expensive to build than in years past, right?
That's right, and that is a bugaboo in the building industry, is that the home builders are facing higher prices for everything, for the lots, for the labor that they have to hire, for the materials they need. And yet there's a compression both from existing home sales and just buyers' willingness and ability to take on higher prices and higher debt. And so there's a little bit of reorientation towards what buyers can afford and what builders can reasonably charge and still be able to stay in business.
I remember when we spoke a few months ago, you had said that, yes, indeed, the first quarter was soft. You expected the GDP number, which we're all going to see. It's the end of this week. We're going to hear that number. And you were thinking it might actually be at 3% after that terrible first quarter number. You still feel that way?
I do. I think we're going to get a little bit of residual bounce back, some makeup for the unusual characteristics in the first quarter. Plus, I do think the employment numbers have been very good, over 200,000 per month for the last 5 months. We're going to get one of those at the end of this week as well. And so I think we're going to begin to see this sort of recovery from that momentary dip and a reasonably strong growth for the rest of this year. The year as a whole won't look so great because we've got that first quarter that we have already got under our belt.
So as you advise your members about the rest of the year, you're thinking things will continue to heat up?
I think they will continue to move forward. I've advised them for years now that we're never going to see a big bright light all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. This recovery will continue to be modest, but moving forward. We do see things continuing to get better, but just not wildly better, or not big leaps all at once.
Okay, David. Well, it's great to get an update from you. Again, been talking to David Crow, who's chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.